It's a great day for hockey. The Penguins and Rangers kick off the season tonight, 7:30 TNT. That means Paul Bissonnette and the gang will be breaking this one down. Once we get into the local games, Tyler Kennedy will be part of the Sportsnet Pittsburgh intermission reports in pre and post game. Congratulations on all your success, TK.
Thanks, boys. I'm back in the saddle. I'm excited. You know, this is going to be a good year for the Penguins. I really do.
Define good.
What's good mean?
Making playoffs. I think if we make playoffs, that's a good start. You know,
just lower that bar, TK. Now we just get in and we're happy. Let's just be one of the 16. Just give us a ticket to the dance.
You never know what happens. But like, I just feel like I cannot see Sidney Crosby not making the playoffs 3 years in a row on his way, you know, on those guys' end of their careers. Like, I don't see it happening.
Okay, if Crosby and just how great he continues to be and, like, his will to put this team on his back is maybe your biggest reason for optimism, give me one other reason you're feeling bullish about this team that doesn't have the number 87 on his sweater.
Well, I think Raquel is going to pick up his game. I thought he struggled last year. They needed him to score more goals. And I feel that throughout training camp, he's really built his confidence back up. You see his last game against Columbus in, you know, that goal from the sidewall on the power play, that's a goal scorer's goal. So hopefully that builds his confidence. He's a guy that I'm hoping and I'm encouraged that he's going to have a good year. I think they've changed up the bottom six. I think Jesse Puljujärvi, he's added to the game. I think he's added to his game. I think he's going to be a guy that's someone that needs to step up. Their defenseman, it's a little bit of a riverboat gambler, but I'm hoping that Mike Sullivan's got them all buying into the system and understanding where they are as a team. We're a team that we don't need to jump when we're up by a goal. This is going to be win by committee, win by strategy. This is not going to be one guy doing it all or a guy trying to be a hero. So those are some of the things that I think are going to help the Penguins if they do it.
The Penguins are opening up with the Rangers, one of the favorites to win the Stanley Cup. I wanted to go back into the vault, the time machine with Tyler Kennedy. The last time the Penguins opened the season at home against the Rangers, exactly 15 years ago, it was banner night. It was when you guys got your rings after winning the Stanley Cup. October 9th, 2009, you beat the Rangers 3-2 at Mellon Arena. Do you remember anything about that game, or did you black out for that one, TK?
Boys, that's a while ago. I honestly don't remember. If you would tell me a little bit about the goal,
You did score. You did score in this game.
Yeah. I don't remember.
So you don't remember really, the night the banner came down, you got your rings. You've completely forgotten that from the Tyler Kennedy reservoir of great hockey memories.
Sad. What game in your career, playing career, do you have the single most vivid memory of?
Ooh,
there's honestly, anytime I scored a big goal or anytime I got in a fight, because I was always like so nervous about those, any playoff game, like the biggest in the probably the most vivid memories I have is against like Philadelphia, because like when we went to Philadelphia, when they came here, it was like war. You know, it was like it was time to put the hard hat on. You knew it was going to be a tough game, and it was such a great battle between Pennsylvania. That was a big one. I hated playing New York because they had Sean Avery, and I hated him because I knew he was coming every night. Any of the Toronto games, any game that, you know, something happened. I remember a game in Jersey when I got hurt, a guy fell, and I like really hurt my leg pretty bad. Just games like that, I remember. You know, again, 82 games, guys, is so many games. Like, when I think of, like, playing and, like, sitting back, not being a player, I'm like, how do these guys play 82
games? Tyler, I just
games?
Said that to that Chris yesterday. So we were watching the Kraken and Blues game in the afternoon, and I said, the hockey season started. It won't end till after Memorial Day. Think about that for a second.
every second game or every second day, every third day for that whole time, which is like insane.
We'll have Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's
April
Day,
April Fool's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
I mean, you just, it's
President's Day.
It never ends, bro.
The Steelers are going to go through like a mandatory mini camp for rookies
for next year.
They have to.
Yeah. Would you like to make a bet on this season?
Oh boy.
We betting already, boys. We're already getting bets going on.
Well, you're supposed to hold on. Pony's about to make a bet. You and I are still supposed to have a golf match at some point, TK.
All right.
I was actually thinking about that today. I had a couple of guys reach out about Oakmont. I think a good course would play Nemacolo and be an undercover good course. Go up there, maybe have a hot tub before we get on the range, get on the round going, a little nice dinner after.
Jeez.
I think we do the whole nine yards at Nemacolo. But,
Here's the bet.
I'll kick your butt anytime you want.
Oh, all right, TK, here's the bet. If the Penguins make the playoffs, I will make a $1,000 donation to the charity of your choice. If they miss the playoffs, you have to pick. You have to give $1,000 to mine.
I'll do that.
Let's go.
I'm in.
Let's go.
I'm in. Pony, double it up or what? You gonna double it up?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the side of I think they're gonna make the playoffs, so I'd be on your side of this, I guess.
Oh, perfect.
That means Pony's got to put two at risk. One for each of us, then, if that's really gonna be how this goes.
You know what? Yeah. That's actually a win-win. Is the way I look at that. Yeah. Because if they make the playoffs.
Honestly, they better get off to a hot start.
If they start 0-3, I am going to be screaming, this Mike Sullivan needs to go. This team needs a kick in the ass. If they need to get going.
If they make the playoffs, I'll be happy, even though I'll be out $2,000. If they miss the playoffs, I know my charitable cause will get $2,000 from you suckers. So I'm in. Let's go. When's your first game, Tyler? Tomorrow night for Detroit? Or when are you on? When are we going to get you in the mix here? Do we know yet?
Saturday night, you're going to see the
Maple Leafs.
Buzzer on TV, baby.
All right. I can't wait to see what suit you have, and we'll bust your balls about
Please
it
wear
week.
Like an orange or powder blue Dumb and Dumber suit.
A nice little suit and tie today.
Oh, nice.
Little suit and tie.
All right, TK. We'll see you, brother.